The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Now, a shapeshifter is one that really holds near and dear to my heart as well. It's about trying to help people to reach financial independence, right? And Bonani Shikweni is not only a self-made woman, she's also an infectious energy and indefatigable drive to equip other young women, particularly in Alexandra, Johannesburg, to reach financial independence. Boy, we need it, especially during this time of COVID-19. She's the director of Hluvuko Designs, and she joins us on the line as we talk about empowering and also trying to create an agile business success plan as well for the women out in Alexandra as well. Thank you so much, Bonani, for joining us as well this evening. I hope you're well.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk specifically then. Yes, I hope you can hear us. We just want to talk then really about, you know, what it is that Hluvuko Designs actually does, and what is it that you hope to achieve through it?
Hluvuko Design, we are started on 2014. Then we were busy making blankets and crochet. Then until 2015, then we meet Netcare. Then Netcare see our stuff. Then we started to increase our business. Then we started to make floor cases, kangaroo baby wraps, and kitchens for the hospital.
In making all of that, I mean, how much has that made your business grow?
Yeah, since we meet Netcare, my business is growing because we find lots of customers now. Because, you know, when you start the business and you don't know how to sell some your product to the people. So it was not easy at the back, but now it's easy after Netcare helped us to register our business.
And in registering your business, I can imagine then, as you said, that things like sales began to pick up. How difficult was it, though, starting the business? And I mean, just getting into understanding what you need to do in order to have your business working right. And I can imagine that with Netcare being part of, wanting to be a part of your business in some way, you needed to get a whole lot of things in order, so to speak.
Yeah, it's not easy when you start the business, because first you don't have enough money to buy some material, and it's not easy to start the business that you don't know how can you sell your product.
Yeah, and getting it all right now. How are you helping other women in the area as well now?
Yeah, for me, I think it's helped too much for my ladies and my youth here at Alexander, because some of them they didn't work. Some of them they lose their job this lockdown. So it's lifted me too much, because I was very worried about them when the president announced about the lockdown.
Has your business been continuing during this lockdown? And you know, how has that been?
Yeah, since the president announced, I was a little bit afraid, because I was very nervous about my women, because some of their husbands, they are not working, and the youth, some of their parents is not working. But after the president announced, I was nervous, but after 3 days, then Netcare called me to give some opportunity to make 10,000 masks. Then after Netcare, we make another 20,000 masks for Alex Mall that is handed over free to the Alex shoppers from Yes and Mr. Peter. So it helped me and it lifted me, and they give me the energy. Then after that, we continue get some more orders, and then we are still busy even now.
So how many women have you then been able to hire or be part of the business?
For now, I have got 35 women. Well, 35 people, they are missed. Then 10 is over 35. Then 15 is youth.
Sure. All right. So continuing to kind of add as much as possible when it comes to your workforce there as well. Bonani, let's talk very quickly just about what you're hoping to achieve out of your business. What's the ultimate aim, your end goal, if I can call it that?
Sorry?
Just wanted to get what your plan is for the future when it comes to Hluvuko Designs.
My plan, I want to see the Hluvuko Design very bigger and very big, to make bigger factory and to produce the another factory from Lupombo or somewhere. So we are thinking about to adjust our product for now. We plan to extend it, like we are making gowns, shoe cover for the PPE, like the one that they are using on the theater. So we are busy now. We are doing the samples and everything. Then we are ready to all the samples that we are making for the safety, because we will move to the Alexa Hub. So we are busy to extend everything for Hluvuko.
This sounds like an absolutely great, great story. Hluvuko Designs out in Alexandra, trying to empower not just women, but really even the community and society around it, really, as they try to build up that business. Netcare playing a role and being a part of the business in many ways and trying to help out. Bonani Shikweni, thank you so, so much for your time this evening. Really appreciate it. It's certainly a business that we look out for, because we really, really want to get things done as much as possible in order to build South Africa's economy. And these are the kinds of businesses we need then, right, to try and build our economy as the country needs it most, according to our president. That was Bonani Shikweni, the director of Hluvuko Designs.